non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
So nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And it's an honor and a pleasure to welcome back our guest, Barbara Gahn Mueller, because she is the co-author of a new book out. It's called Revolutionary Conversations: The Tools You Need for the Success You Want. But beyond this book, Barbara, it's such a pleasure. Welcome back. You have
You
have been involved in the peace movement for a very, very long time. And do explain to everybody, because your late husband was somebody that really and truly revolutionized the concept of peace. And would you explain a little bit about your sweetheart, please?
This is so wonderful. You know, every night and every morning, Dr. Robert Mueller, my late husband, the peacekeeper that I think changed the United Nations to bring it into its full potential, would say, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. And I listened to the beginning of your show, Frankie, and you say the same thing. It's up to us to make the world the way we want. So I'm going to give you a little story. When I was a little girl, I had to move from Denver, Colorado to San Diego because my dad didn't get on the fire department. And he said, that's it, we're moving to warm California. So here I am, this little baby, and my grandma and grandpa are raising me. And this is during the time when Rosie the Riveter, my mother, got a job. So my grandma raised me. At 3 years of age, my grandpa says to me, Barbara, you're going to be a peacemaker. I said, Grandpa, I'm 3 years old. He said, yes, think of all the years you have ahead of you to make peace. And that's where my peace began. And then I meet Dr. Robert Mueller.org, and I say, he's the peacemaker my grandfather was talking about. How's that for a beginning and a more of an ending?
Yeah, yeah. What was it about Dr. Robert that we need to know about Mueller?
He was the most optimistic person I have ever met, the happiest person I ever met. He worked from morning to night, and he made sure every day he created something that could be put into a book about ways to make this world happier and better. And now we have a website called goodmorningworld.org. And every day we take some of those ideas that he and I wrote during our 17 years of marriage, and we print them up for people who would like to make the world a better place. But you know, I have to tell you something, Frankie. I say every day and every way I'm getting better and better. And people say to me, well, you look good. What's making you better? I said, my conversations. What's the thing people do the worst at in life? They don't know how to have a conversation. That's why I wrote the book. These simple little tools, Frankie, will help people take that conversation that they've been avoiding and make it work.
So First of all, your late husband, we just can't stress enough, it's because of him that we have a day that we celebrate for peace. And before we talk about the book and what has happened in your life, please explain to us International Day of Peace.
I am so proud of you for telling me that you know that September 21 is the International Day of Peace. When my husband was in San Francisco working with a beautiful program called Pathways to Peace, he and Avon Madison, the founder, said, we need one day in this planet every year to honor peace. And so it was early 80s, and he and she said, let's have the International Day of Peace, September 21, which coincides with the opening of the United Nations. And we'll have a moment of silence and maybe a ceasefire. Long story short, when they opened up the morning of the first day of the International Day of Peace, the whole General Assembly of the United Nations had a moment of silence, and every gun on this planet stopped firing for at least 5 minutes. That day, which was nothing more than their brilliant idea, is now on every calendar. That is why I tell your listeners, don't hide behind the TV screen. Don't hide behind the newspaper. Get your passion for what you believe in out there so that the world can honor you like we honor Dr. Robert Mueller.
You know, Barbara, you're so inspirational. Your new book, which we need to talk about, this is a story that you have continued your husband's legacy, because you understand what he was about. You've been understanding it for a lot of years. And now, here you are, Barbara. The book is called Revolutionary Conversations: The Tools You Need for Success You Want. Why do we not understand that it begins with the conversations? And it's always about the conversations.
Well, Robert was my teacher on that. I saw him sit in peace negotiations and he'd tell a little joke, and that would lighten the mood. Or he'd take out his 10-hole harmonica and play do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And he said, you know what that song is? It's called the Ode to Joy. Let's bring some joy into these peace negotiations. Just think, if we keep peace on planet Earth, your grandchildren won't get shot in some war that we didn't have anything to do with. Let's work on peace. Well, I watched him. I also watched the way he would ask questions. And I saw the courses that my partner, Mark Fowler, was teaching at UCLA, and he was teaching business people how to have conversations at work that got the job done to perfection. And I started to watch how these coincidences came together. And then I saw people at Thanksgiving having quarrels at the Thanksgiving when they're supposed to be grateful for what they have, quarreling with each other. And I said, okay, the time has come for a revolutionary conversation. And revolutionary, Frankie, means change. Change your conversation, change your life. And these tools are so simple. I teach them to people in the grocery store, and I see people yelling at each other. I say, stop. That's the first step. What? Stop. Who are you? And I say, well, I just wrote a book called Revolutionary Conversations, and the first step is to stop the argument just for a second. Stop. Why do you stop at a stop sign? To go forward when it's safe. These people look at me like, well, who is this woman? I said, well, I'm an author, and I wrote the book. First you stop, and then you ask for some help. I need some help. I'm so upset right now. I need you to help me. Help me? How am I going to help you? I need to ask you a question. And you stop, help, ask, and then you say the question I want to do. I want to make peace with you, and I want to make it now. So I'm going to take a risk. What if you and I have a conversation and we look at each other with great love rather than great anger? Watch what happens. Mm. And then the last little part, stop, help, ask, risk, and then you explore the conversation. And I teach it to people in the grocery store. It's so simple.
Barbara, I love it. I love it. But let me tell you.
You try to stop somebody.
I was just going to say, it's really hard, and especially there are people who do not think they are wrong.
Exactly. That's why you go alongside them. Oh, and here, let's suppose somebody's saying, okay, I think the Pope has oatmeal for brains. Could you explain? I need a little help. You think the Pope has oatmeal for brains. Help me understand that. You just repeat what they said. You don't have to give them your opinion. They're not listening to you anyway. They're ready to cut your head off, let alone listen to you. So you just repeat it. Can you tell me more? Why do you think the Pope has oatmeal for brains? And then they'll say, well, he didn't do anything about the horrors that those young children experienced. The horrors, and then you repeat it again. The horrors that those young children experience are the worst things that could happen on the planet. Now you're coming alongside them. You're getting away from the Pope has no brains. You're getting into the conversation, Frankie Boyer.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
See, now that's another thing. You hear me. You're listening to me, and I'm listening to you. But we're having a conversation, Frankie.
When we come back, we will continue Revolutionary Conversations, the tools you need for the success you want. And Barbara Gahn Mueller will be back in just a moment. And Barbara, the best website is revolutionaryconversations.net.
Right. You got
and
it.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome that gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Now you can watch business videos on demand. Go to bizvod.com for details. That's BIZVOD.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And for many of you, you may not be aware of the work of Dr. Robert Mueller, and he has truly changed the way we look at peace, the way we look at life, the way we look at individuals, with dignity and respect. And Barbara Gahn was married to this man for almost 20 years. She's joining us today. We're continuing the conversation. Her book is out. It's called Revolutionary Conversations. The website is revolutionaryconversations.net. The tools you need for the success you want. And it's important to maximize business opportunities in this day and age, Barbara. So please share with us a little bit about this.
Thank you. Frankie, I'm trying something new. I put on my headset, and I'm hoping that it's
a little better quality for sound. Thank you so much.
I'm so delighted. You're welcome. I wanted the people who are listening to your show, and I'm sure you have fans up the yin-yang, to really understand that peace is possible in any conversation that you have. Even at business, they have shown through the polling of Gallup that people who are disengaged at work are people who have been belittled, did not have conversations at work, did not become included in decision-making. They felt like they were just coming to work to put in their time. Disengaged workforces cost billions of dollars every year because people do not take full advantage of the potential of each person. And sometimes the potential of a person is enhanced by something like my new partner in life goes around to his office and he says to people, are you happy? And if they say no, he has a conversation with him. He read my book from beginning to end. And it really makes a big difference if you have those tools in your pocket. Stop, help, ask, risk, and explore. But I'm going to tell you something that I've started, Frankie, your listeners may enjoy. RevolutionaryConversations.net is our website. But I've started talking to business people, Nobel laureates, authors, about the power of peace. And now I have on my website, Power of Peace 15-Minute Podcast. And recently I just interviewed Marilyn Tam, who did the book on happiness. And it's at Power of Peace Podcast on the RevolutionaryConversations.net. And she is a business owner. She was the CEO of Aveda. She was the CEO of Nike, and now she's the CEO of a new company on health. And so we're talking to these people about how peace in the workplace makes your life work better. And when you go home, your wife, your husband, or your partner says, why are you so happy? Because I had a good day. And that's all we want. We want a good day.
You know, that's exactly what we want. But there's so much conflict in this world. And unfortunately, what you're saying on paper sounds so wonderful. Not so easy to do with a lot of people. There are difficult people that just cannot see. For example, Barbara, we have had a couple of instances where people on line see the color blue, and half the other see the color being yellow. You know, it's like, how can they possibly see it's yellow? It's blue. No, it's yellow. So there's...
I go right back to that. Ask the question. Did you really see it blue? That's fantastic. I see it yellow. I wonder what's going on here. You don't have to disagree with them. You just say, I wonder what's going on here. Let's suppose that you have somebody who is so upset because something on the news just blew their mind. They just couldn't believe it in this day and age. You just go alongside. I can imagine how you felt. You don't have to tell them, are you nuts? You just say, I can imagine how you felt. And they'll say, no, you can't. Well, tell me more. Tell me more. Now, you have to come from peace. And I'm going to give you a perfect example of this. Marilyn Tam said this on the Power of Peace podcast that I was just talking about. She wrote the book on happiness in addition to six other books. She's brilliant. And she said, if you are at peace inside, then you don't have to absorb the anger, the conflict that you see on the news or in the newspaper. You can think about the world you want, because everybody else is focusing on the concept of upset, things not working. But if you focus on the world you want, think about that, the power of your brain. I just got a new knee, Frankie. And before I went into surgery, one of my very good friends said, imagine your knee the way it was before you had your bad knee. And I did. And I just kept thinking about swimming and running and having a life of dancing and being out there and hiking on the mountains in our Costa Rica home. And I came out of that surgery with the most positive attitude. And the surgeon who did my knee said, perfect surgery. And so I healed so fast. I just got from my post-op yesterday, 6 weeks after. He said, you're just a miracle. And I said, no, it was my mind thinking about the world I want and the knee I want and the knee I used to have. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
I love it. I love it. Barbara, when you were married to Robert, just tell us what it was like to be with this man who woke up every day with such joy in his heart. Are you there? Did I lose Barbara? I think I lost her. Yeah, she must have put it on silence or something. Her new book is out. The book is called Revolutionary Conversations: The Tools You Need for the Success You Want, and it's how to maximize business opportunities. And you know, again, world peace is celebrated every September because of her late husband, the work that he did. And imagine a little seed planted in his life grew into a movement where, who doesn't love the song Imagine by John Lennon? Who doesn't love that song? It's such a wonderful thought to think how a day could be without conflict. And think in our own lives of how one day to just, you know, I've already had a couple of doozies this morning, and it's only early here. But, you know, it's like every day we have to put our gloves on and get ready for the battle. And wouldn't it be just so wonderful to not have that be a problem, that to find a world where there we could come together with a common bond, allowing peace to fill each and every one of us. And that's what Barbara's mission is all about, and we thank her for that mission. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. Never watch back.
There are a lot of great reasons that smart business people just like you trust LegalZoom. For starters, if you want to incorporate your business, form an LLC or a nonprofit, file a patent or a trademark, get a DBA, and a whole bunch more, LegalZoom provides the help that you need. You know, over the past decade, more than a million business owners have started with LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom is also your first stop when you need advice from an attorney. LegalZoom's not a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in most states to provide legal assistance and the useful services to help you run your business. So whether you need a contract reviewed or advice on whether you should incorporate, form an LLC, whatever your legal question, start with LegalZoom.com. Make the smart choice today for your business at LegalZoom.com. And don't forget to enter Ray at checkout to save even more money. Again, that's Ray at checkout for more savings. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is Lisa Snyderman. She's an award-winning folk pop artist, playwright, teaching artist, voice actor, an author from San Francisco who creates to heal, and she's been honored with numerous awards for songwriting and audiobooks and stage plays. And oh my goodness, Lisa, it's wonderful to have you with us. You have written a new book. The book is called A Light in the Darkness, and it's a memoir about what you have gone through in the past 10 years. And you say that you were able to transcend chronic illness through the power of art and attitude. And explain to us what that means. And welcome to the program. It's so nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. And yes, I think the best way to describe what that means, transcending chronic illness through art and attitude, is to give you a little bit of a story about what brought me to this place. So imagine I've been battling for more than 10 years, as you said. I've been battling a rare disease, and it's called dermatomyositis. And if it's untreated, it attacks and weakens my immune system and muscles. And so picture yourself. It's 6 weeks before you're getting married. You're about to go on tour to promote your first full album, and you're working full time. And imagine that you get a skin rash, and you get an appointment thinking your dermatologist is going to give you some topical cream, and instead he tells you you have a rare, unpronounceable disease, and he refers you to a rheumatologist, and you're 35. Mm. So with that, the onset in 2008 was, you know, what I was having to find the right combination of treatments and drugs and therapies from that point. And the worst was a flare-up in 2010 when I was hospitalized for a month with complete muscle weakness and then confined to a wheelchair and forced to undergo rehab for months in order to relearn the basics, such as how to sit, you know, stand and walk, and eventually how to play and sing again. And I give you this background to kind of couch, you know, where I was at the time and how it was that I persevered through what I'm calling this darkness by obsessively turning to creativity to express and to heal. And so the way I look at it is that's part of my story, is, you know, creating to heal. But the other part is realizing that that creativity didn't go far enough, and that my story, you know, is also to help others, you know, and encourage them who might need it, especially people who are experiencing transformations and what I call becoming a light in the darkness. So we can talk, you know, about all of these things, but I want to give that background as a kind of a starting place for why and where I turned to creativity.
So how are you today? Just share with us.
So today, this is a really interesting question, because it's not that I went through a journey, and because of that, you know, what I've gone through and processed, I now have, you know, more wisdom to share with others. That part of that's true, but what I've really realized is it's an ongoing journey. Living with chronic illness is exactly that. And so today, I'm still struggling with illness, in that I've actually been on the up of the roller coaster for a couple of years, managing my disease pretty well. And as of September of this last year, I had a flare again of my disease. It didn't put me in the hospital this time, but I've been homebound, you know, for about 3 months. And all of the, you know, the same things that I was experiencing, weakness and lack of energy and stamina, have kind of reared their heads again. So it's a reminder to me that it's a journey, you know, it's an ongoing journey, you know, not something that is, it's finished in my life. And right. I think that's particularly important.
Yeah. I think that people with chronic illness are really challenged every day to reinvent themselves. And so I love that you're using art and music to help you. And share with us what that looks like in your day, Lisa.
Yeah. So the way that I incorporate creativity into my life, since 2012, I believe it was, I've actually created, recorded, and released under my artist persona name, Aidy, 3 original fantasy musicals on audio that I recorded and then adapted to theater stage plays. And so part of one hat that I wear is kind of as, you know, creating and turning to fantasy. The other part is creating songs. The other is, like I said, writing a book. And then it also takes different forms. You know, sometimes it might be a music video, or it might be, you know, anything that I'm doing to spark my inner artist. So that might, you know, look different on different days. On the days that I don't have any energy, you know, or have very limited energy, it might just be using my computer, you know, to write something. It might be lifting my ukulele and playing something on it, you know, or even walking outside, you know, and renewing the flow and letting the muse spark me just by being in nature. You know, mm-hmm. even like that's just the thing I can say to others who may not be able to have the ability to get out of bed or get, you know, out of their homes, is there are so many ways that we can be sparked by our joy and our passion. So it doesn't have to look, you know, like it looks like for me. It can be, you know, if you enjoy painting, if you enjoy poetry, if you enjoy appreciating others' works, you know, all of that can help spark your own inner artist and creativity.
Your attitude is so wonderful, and don't you think that has a huge part of it? A huge piece of this is this attitude.
You're right. For me, attitude has played a huge role, and I'll explain that in a couple of ways. One, it for yourself, when you put yourself in a, you know, an attitude of gratitude and love and positivity, you are inviting more of that. You know, you're attracting that into your life and into your spirit, I believe. But you're also, the people around you are influenced and inspired and, you know, are going to be more appreciative and wanting to help if you are coming at them instead of expectation, especially, right, your partners and your caretakers, with that attitude of gratitude. It's instead of feeling, you know, that you're a burden or that you expect your partner to help, you know, do all the things that they need to do for you, it's kind of an attitude of an appreciation and gratitude, and also of how can I help others? You know, I know that I'm going to be in this place. You know, how can I help you as well?
Did you have any, were you so disappointed when you got your diagnosis and realized that this is how your life is going to be?
That is a great question. So it's, the way I answer it is kind of twofold. On the one hand, of course, I had that, you know, moment. I was 35, and I, like I had said, I was just about to get married, go on tour, right? So many things in my life had to change very quickly. And I was in denial in the beginning. I just kind of kept going, didn't want to accept what I was going through. And then when I had the flare that put me in the hospital at that point, and I was kind of rendered completely dependent, and my muscles weren't working anymore, I had to surrender. And I could have played the victim at that point, but instead I really chose to feel blessed. I was in rehab, for example, and across the way from me was a woman who was having to use machines to take her to the bathroom, who had, you know, she was a stroke victim, and so she had slurred speech. She was incontinent. She, you know, had all of these issues. And right across the way, here I am. I need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom. I, you know, I can't use it myself. I'm relying on nurses. But I saw myself as resilient, I was going to get out of that wheelchair. I was going to heal. And so part of that was this lesson in compassion and, you know, being blessed, even in the face of all that I was facing. So I've definitely, you know, been in those moments of what now and how yeah. can I continue to go on. But honestly, I delved a lot into that creative side, you know, and honestly, the inspiration for my book is because I have been living with my disease for
and
more
we've
than 8 years.
And we've got to run. Lisa Snyderman, this has been wonderful. A light.
Honestly, thank you.
This is
thank
your
you
song,
so
by the way. This is Lisa's song, A Light in the Darkness. Info in the book is The Light in the Darkness. Beautiful voice, and we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer. This is Talk Radio.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Head Bulco Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Oh my goodness, everybody, listen up, women especially. It's Frankie Boyer and this is Biz Talk Radio. There is a new book out. It is called Heart Solution for Women, a proven program to prevent and reverse heart disease. I want you all to listen very carefully. We as women truly have not been understood when it comes to the symptoms and some signs of heart disease. Joining us is Dr. Mark Menolasino, and he is the medical director of the Menno Clinic. He's also, for 25 years, he has completed medical school at the University of Nebraska, one of the very few physicians board certified as an internal medicine specialist, board certified in holistic and integrative medicine, is certified functional medicine practitioner, board certified in advanced hormone management and anti-aging medicine. It goes on and on and on. We wouldn't have time to interview you, doctor, but this new book... Thank you so much for writing this book. I'm going to go over some of the areas real quickly. Earlobe crease. Many of us have it in both ears. It has been now proven to be correlated with an increased risk of heart disease.
Well, Frankie, thanks for having me. And it's interesting. What I put in the book are some of the things that you can do yourself to help you be your own doctor. And this earlobe crease was known in Chinese medicine 3,000 years ago. It's an oxidative stress marker, an inflammation marker, and yep. It has been correlated, of course, first in men, now we're seeing it correlated in women, to heart disease, particularly the sudden death that happens with heart disease.
I'm just going to read some of these things. Ruddy cheeks, skin bumps and tags, dark skin areas in the back of the neck, under the eyes, abnormal pupils. There's a... area, a small blue circle that can surround the colored part of the center of the eye. It's well proven indicator of heart health. Fingernails. I mean, we're not talking about high cholesterol, everybody. Listen to me. This is the new 2019 information about heart disease. It's beyond cholesterol.
It really is. And the scary thing, Frankie, is that two of your three female friends have heart disease, and the first warning sign, the first symptom of heart disease is actually sudden death. You don't get a second chance.
No, we don't.
More women die of heart disease than all cancers combined.
It's so frightening. So what if we have these symptoms? What do we do? And because you're saying statins now are not always the answer either.
Well, I'm an internal medicine specialist at my core. I'm also interested in nutritional and functional medicine. So I use what you need when you need it. If I have pneumonia, I want an antibiotic if I need it. The statin drugs don't seem to work as well in women as they do in men, and there's actually a certain segment of men that they work in. So they're not a panacea. It's not about your cholesterol. Half the heart attacks happen in people with normal cholesterol. So it's a lot more complicated. It's really about inflammation. I'd love everyone listening to just look in the mirror or look at the friend sitting next to you, and you can self-diagnose each other. That's always a little dangerous, but it's okay because it's what I do in my office. You mentioned the ruddy cheeks, the little chicken skin or bumps on the back of the arm. Those are nutritional deficiencies. A lot of times those are inflammation in the digestive tract, and a lot of women have digestive issues. The little skin tags can be a sign of high cholesterol. The little blue ring around the iris in the eye, that's the arcus. That can be a sign of high cholesterol. So you get these hints in the body that the Chinese medicine doctors have known for thousands of years that they forget to teach us in medical school.
Okay,
so a lot of this is really obvious.
So we have been told diet is critical. Is it important?
Diet, the first three letters are di, so I don't like diet. I like personalized nutrition. So food is medicine. And the
food is medicine.
Food is
Do you like? I'm going to ask you a couple of quick things, and I want you to answer. Do you like avocados for everybody?
I don't like everything for everybody, but avocados are a great source of healthy fat. Then it depends where your avocado came from. If it came from South America where they use DDT versus an organic farm in California, it's not the same avocado.
Perfect. Perfect answer. Thank you, doctor, for that. Coconut oil.
A lot of people do well with coconut oil. It's been beat up recently. I'm a big fan of coconut milk over almond milk because of the fatty acids. But there are some good fatty acids, but you can take it to an extreme and you should not.
Okay. Butter.
Well, it's interesting. I have an organic, non-GMO butter in my refrigerator that tastes amazing compared to the butter I was using that a friend gave me. Again, not all butter is created equal. And if you have a chance, spend your money on the good organics. The Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, lists the ones that you're probably worthwhile spending your money on organics.
Okay, perfect. What I'm trying to get to, and I personally feel that canola oil, I've talked a lot about it on my health show, which you're going to be on later today, but that canola oil is, in my opinion, has deleterious effects to your health. It does more harm than it does good. So that's a real rancid,
a lot of those
dirty...
oils are bad.
Yeah, a lot of oils are dirty and bad. They use a lot of detergent to clean them, and we're getting the end result of it, and we don't realize it. Processed foods, obviously, you don't want to do anything with processed foods. We as Americans are eating so many processed foods. Tell me what you do want us to eat. Let's talk about what we should be incorporating every single day as women. And men.
Well, you know, the diets are so difficult, and if you did everything right, you'd be doing paleo, keto, Atkins with intermittent fasting and doing the fasting mimicking diet. So there's all these different flavors and variations. Eat food, whole food, as much organic when it makes sense, but it's really the combination of a good protein with healthy fruits and vegetables. Then it's the starches you just have to be careful of. Pick the right starches like quinoa, wild rice, brown rice, sweet potatoes. If you stick in that triad, I call it the Dr. Mark plate, half of its vegetables, a fourth of its piece of clean protein, then a piece of fruit or one of those good starches that I just mentioned, you can't go wrong with that.
Okay. The book is very important. It's called Heart Solution for Women, a proven program to prevent and reverse heart disease. The raves on this book are so important because it's also about the adrenals, the stress that we're under. There are so many pieces to this story. This book is getting rave reviews from so many people. And we are going to have a longer conversation with you on my health show, but I would love for you to give us the website and where people can find out more information about you and your clinic.
Well, treat your body as a symphony and find the balance. Our clinic is menoclinic.com, M-E-N-O-C-L-I-N-I-C.
Smile. Thank you so much, doctor. I'd love to have you back for a longer segment. We need it. And we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by if you smile. The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.